This will be for the Emory County School Board meeting of March 7th, 2007, held at Canyon View Junior High School in Huntington, Utah, starting at 7 p.m.
We are going to start our meeting. We welcome you here and glad you could join with us. We are meeting in Canyon View Junior High, and all of the five board members are present, as well as Superintendent Pritchard and Jared Black, our business administrator. So we will begin by having the Pledge of Allegiance, so if you'd all please stand.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Mr. Lena, this is here from the Department of Workforce Services to give us a presentation tonight, so we'll go ahead and start with that. Is that okay?
The individual that I'm supposed to be
meeting
here has not arrived.
Okay.
So
sure, we can do that. Sure. We will go ahead. Ben Kell's here to talk about extra duty stipend proposals for the district.
Thanks for allowing me to come and visit with everybody today. I have a little packet you may all take a couple times. Pass them around if you wish. You may look at these later whenever you wish to as well. Thank you. Okay, this is a proposal for extra duty pay for Emory High School band teachers. You can read down through the first page. Two pages front and back here, which basically requests the adjustment for extra duty pay be re-examined at this time due to some information that is going to be presented in this packet here over the last few years. The main reason for requesting extra duty pay is that my job as a band director at the high school is more than just teaching during school hours. It oftentimes extends above and beyond regular teaching hours, which oftentimes takes me away from home and a second job, which I do support my family. The rest of these first page and a half is just numbers that the district gave us several years back when I first initially applied for this and asked about it. You may go over that later if you wish as a committee, as a school board. The important stuff I'd like to get to is, first of all, comparing high school directors, and myself and what gets paid out in the area. And if you look, the first time I did this, the district came back and said that with marching band and my $550 for pep band, I got paid more than all the other directors, which in that case is true, but numbers were not totally correct in the marching department from all the other schools, because those other schools have marching bands, well, most of them do, and those numbers were not put in there as well. And if you notice, at the marching time, Emory goes for 6 weeks, plus eight parades, June through September, which is an all-summer event with all the different towns, which we try our hardest to make to their parades, because they really do enjoy us and we enjoy going to their parades. 30 plus rehearsals, equipment maintenance, dress uniform maintenance, and these are three different schools. So that's what I cover in our marching program. Delta does 6 hours a week for 3 weeks and two parades. They pay up to 50 hours. And those numbers were not on the previous response year back or something like that. North San Pete does about 16 rehearsals, 6 parades. Now, they've told me in emails that I have a whole stack here if you guys wish to keep those, that And also in conversations with them that they don't always do six prayed. It's usually around four to six. And they're probably the most close to what we do. They'll pay up to 72 hours for their directors, and they pay two of those. Carbon, 3 weeks, two prayed, July only. So they work in July period only, and they get upwards around $1,000 for their time they put in. San Juan has no summer program. Lehigh, we're not sure what they do yet. they're just rebuilding their program there.
Ben, on Delta, 6 hours a week for 3 weeks and two parades, is that just one instructor?
That is.
And North Sand Feet?
They do two.
Okay, this is two. Okay, the two that are listed are two different people?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, I'm not too worried about the marching band. I'm just showing that the other schools do have marching band programs. A lot of these do that were mentioned in the rebuttal letter before. And that I'd like to try to keep the idea away that marching is fine, a pep band pay is fine, and the other schools get that as well. The other part that I'd like to get to, besides the pep band, is the supplemental contract pay, which includes down here, third items down, concert, festivals, that's rehearsal, choral, ensemble, all these other things that go into running the program, providing these opportunities for the students. Emory, I don't get any for that. However, a lot of these extra duty pay, for instance, like pep band and stuff like that, for all these other schools, is included in the supplemental contract pay. So it's kind of confusing in what they actually get paid for and what it goes to. The basic amount of it, or adjustment of it, is that Delta all the way to San Juan that I have on here, I'll get that included in one lump sum, and it includes pep band, all the other stuff that I mentioned before on concert, festival, rehearsal, school ensemble, state band, state school ensemble. It's the list goes on. I just didn't have room to put it all here. And you notice that on top of the pep band that I get up here is $550, which is great. That's probably comparable to every other school district around. That's not what I'm worried about or trying to get approved here. Trying to get the extra duty on top of that, which, as you can see from the other schools, that is not compared very well. And so that's what I would like to try to get enumerated into the contract or whatever for an extra duty stipend. School musical, I also do that every other year, which is not paid. And there goes a whole bunch of hours into that as well. Lehigh did tell us they got $395 to $595 for their musical they did, the band director there. Juan Diego has come back and told me he's got around a $600 stipend, which comes in the proposal letter, or email from them as well. I have two different years listed here, so if that's kind of confusing, I have 2005, or 2006, that's these numbers. Okay, 2005, 2006 was on one side, and the numbers may go up and down according to what year and what's going on that year for the other directors in their region. The biggest thing I'd like you to notice is the extended hours for 2005 and 2006 year. These are just the numbers we happen to keep track of that time. There's more that did not get on here, but you go through and three pages worth. The very bottom last page, there's 280 hours, basically, that we did keep track of, my wife and I, of all this extra duty stuff that I did, that I'd like to see if we can get approved for high school band directors here in this area, whether I stay at the high school or go to a junior high or whatever happens in my life at that time. So whether it's me or somebody else in the high school, we can get them paid for that work that they do to for the program there. So, appreciate your time and looking this over with me. You guys, I guess we'll have things to talk about later if you'd like. And anyways, it's just the extra duty stipend that I'd like to get going.
The email, should I take those?
Yeah, give those to you if you want.
See, we're right in the middle of a study right now. This is the year that was studying extracurricular pay.
Yeah.
And so he's right in the middle of that now. JJ.
Oh, yeah.
And so all these would help as far as collecting information.
Now, they can get a hold of any one of these directors at any time.
Okay.
And they could probably help you with the numbers, and what they put down there isn't always that straightforward. I know what they do, so I understand everything they're saying in there, but that goes with the territory as well. Anyways, I appreciate your time with that, and hope you all have an enjoyable evening.
Thank you.
We do appreciate what you do.
I keep telling my wife I don't want to leave.
She keeps
telling me.
Don't about it. Yeah,
you know,
appreciate it. Yeah,
we do. Thank you.
Okay. We will go ahead with the board action items, the consent items, the warrants, the minutes, and the monthly financial report for February.
May I make a motion to approve those?
Okay.
Just 1 minute, sorry. I gave each of you an updated copy of minutes.
Okay.
On the table there. So if you want me to...
Yes, please.
No, yeah. Changes?
Yeah.
Okay. The first one is on the first partial paragraph of the second page. That longest paragraph on top. And just the last three or four lines of that paragraph have been added on to explain a little bit about the Dog Pound Award Program.
That's good.
And to change dog from DOG to DAWC.
Okay.
We wanted that right. Okay, the second change is the fourth paragraph from the bottom that talks about the trees at Huntington Elementary. That entire paragraph has been reworded, and so you might want to read through that. And then the short paragraph after that, the third paragraph from the end, we just added licensed electrician.
Okay.